Blog Talk Radio.
Everybody's always waiting on Friday, watching that clock and sitting on go. What you say we find a little warm sunshine and open umbrella on the patio?
Not been sucking cock. I just got a little issue going on. I am Sammy Bricks, and you have tuned in to the Sammy Cocktail Hour with me and my lovely, sexy, beautiful, beautiful friend that I can't wait to munch on, Melissa Dawson.
Hi, everybody. How are you, Sammy?
I am fabulous, honey. How have you been? I feel like it's been forever.
I know. I've been kind of busy. You know how we are.
Yeah.
Always on the go.
I know, you're busy self. But you're always way busier than I am. I just act like I'm busy.
Oh, sometimes it would be nice to just kind of slow down. Like today, I didn't have actually anything to do today except for your show. And I thought, wow, for Monday,
oh my God,
just going. I know, because like the rest of the week is going to be crazy. I know.
That is insane. That's good, though. I'm glad I have the unbusy day.
I know. Yes.
So I have to ask you, how was your anniversary vacation? How did that go?
It was amazing. It was really nice. Floated around the lazy river all week, played bingo like old farts, and, just chilled out, got lots of sun. We actually had really good, it's so hot in Orlando. They're like almost 10 degrees hotter than it is where I live. So,
really?
It was really nice, though, because the resort we were staying in had like 5 different pool areas that had slides and lazy rivers, and yeah, so it was very relaxing, much needed. It was good. Thank
oh,
God.
That's
we had a good
awesome.
Time. I got
that
a super dark
so
tan.
Cool. Nice.
Yeah,
I know. I am the whitest. I'm the whitest I've ever been. I was telling
really
Furby. Yeah, I was telling Furby. I was like, I got to get back to the tanning salon. I said, I'm feeling really pasty, And I put on my makeup yesterday for work. Yeah, time to go back to tanning because my makeup does not match my face anymore.
Oh, no, that's funny. I know. Everyone when I came, I was like, oh, my God, you're so dark. I'm so far advanced right now tanning where I usually am this time of year because it's only April, you know. But
right
now, Florida's running about 10 to 15 degrees warmer than it was even last year. So
that's
really,
how it is here
really
in San Diego.
Same
here. No,
like
today, we're going to reach almost 90 today. And then the rest of the week is going to be it's going to be the 80s and 90s. And, you know, I close my office door when I'm working because if, you know, my daughter's home or whatever. So I'm actually going to have to put just an air conditioner in that room so I'm not running it throughout the whole house.
Or you'll die.
I'm like, who ordered this damn heat?
I know.
And other people are probably cussing at us right now.
Well, yeah. I mean, I have a lot of people like on Twitter. They're like, send your sunshine our way. And I'm thinking, man, if I could send you at least 10 degrees of it, I would send it your way because I'm not ready for it to be this hot yet. But, you know, that's why we live here. So I'm not going to complain. I'd rather have heat than snow any day. So.
Oh, my gosh, me too. But I will say I would much rather live down in Florida because the cost of living down there is way cheaper than San Diego.
Oh, yes, it is. Yes, it is. You should just relocate. Just relocate.
We were actually talking about that. I said, you know, we could move to Florida. I'm like, we'd be closer to Melissa. He's like, you are so silly.
That's it.
Like,
there's my
job.
Build you a house. He can build you a house. Whatever you want. He can build it for you guys.
And he said, he goes, well, what would I do for work? I said, duh, just buy a webcam. We'll put you in the Furby category.
Right? Heck yeah. Put your booty right in front of that camera. That's hilarious.
Oh, boy.
Let them see what it's like for us, right?
It is a thought that you,
yeah, I know.
Oh, my gosh. Okay, before we get into this fun, interesting rest of the hour that we're going to have, I'm going to go ahead and let Miss Sexy Angela do her Dollhouse Radio announcements so everybody knows what's going on Dollhouse Radio. So, Miss Angela, take it away. Everybody listening, we will be right back in about 2 minutes, 14 seconds, so enjoy these announcements that Sexy Angela has for you.
You are tuned in to Dollhouse Radio, the hottest station on the net. We are live 7 days a week with 17 shows hosted by the sexiest hosts. Find out more about the Dollhouse Radio family by visiting our website at www.dollhouseradio.com. Find out the latest celebrity and adult entertainment gossip and indie music news on our Hot Sugar Rock Daily on the Dollhouse Radio website. Dollhouse Radio is home of the indie artists. We play majority indie music and very few major artists. Indie artists, email your music submissions to dollhouseradiomusic@gmail.com. All music submissions must contain a bio or one sheet, promotional photo, and your music in MP3 format. Or purchase one of our promo packages available to you on our website. Businesses and promoters looking to advertise your brand or event on Dollhouse Radio? Email your inquiries to Head of Promotions at Brian, that's B-R-I-A-N, dollhouseradio@gmail.com. Our Spotlight Artists of the Month are Sheree Lurie, Nuria Afonso, Heroin, Raphael, Carla Page, Young Peach, and Mila J. Beauty and Beats returns with a hot new cast and lots of fun this Sunday, May 3rd, 7 p.m. Eastern, along with our Urban Society show airing at 10:30 p.m. Eastern. Also, Launchpad Radio returns, hosted by music industry veteran Ian Burke, Thursday, May 7th at 9 p.m. Eastern. Don't miss all the tea Hot Sugar is dishing out. Be sure to follow our Hot Sugar Instagram page at IG_HotSugar. Keep up with everything Dollhouse Radio by following us on Twitter at Dollhouse_Radio. And be sure to sign up on our mailing list on the website. And now, back to your program.
Oh, Miss Miss Angela, thank you so very much. You are absolutely wonderful for always having those announcements ready for all of us, because the rest of us could totally not do it.
Nope. You're right about that.
I'll stick to my masturbation on webcam.
Heck yes. We've got that
okay,
down pat.
So, oh boy, yes we do. Literally, we pack it.
Yes, we do. Day after day.
So I kind of want to talk about all the hoopla that's been going on this weekend about Bruce Jenner. I know a lot of people listening have been like, are you fucking kidding me? Really? You really want to bring this up? But there's a reason why, because I want to get a female's perspective from this, because if we went through this in our own personal life, say our husband comes to us one day and says, you know what, this is really truly who I am, I hope you're okay with it. Like, how do you, at first, I mean, I know how I'd react afterwards, but the first, you know, initial shock, I would be like, are you fucking kidding me?
Yeah, that would be...
You know, I mean, shock of it.
Yeah.
Would be, like...
It would be,
like,
it's a lot, just a lot to take in, you know? That's...
Uh-huh.
It would make you question your whole relationship. Like, were you just using me as a disguise to who you really are?
Right.
Did you ever even have feelings for me? Like, I watched it. I watched the interview. I actually watched it last night.
So did I.
And I just felt so sorry for him. I felt like, you know, I think everyone should have the opportunity to be who they want to be, you know, and to watch his struggle. I mean, the man is 65 years old, and he's been hiding
exactly.
this for his whole life, you
his
know?
Entire
and,
life. And has
yeah.
six gorgeous, beautiful children,
yeah.
which is, you know, and that's another thing. It's like, if you go through this, you know, your whole life, then how do you... I mean, I think it would be harder to explain it to the children than it would be
right.
to my spouse, definitely.
Well, it would, because they don't have the mindset of being in a relationship, for one thing. Like, a relationship like they've been in, you know, and they're all still trying to grasp their friends being gay or lesbian and trying to wrap their head. You know what I mean? There's so many, people are so many different things now in the days that we live in, but back when he was struggling with it, going through the hormones...
Oh.
And trying to be a normal
imagine.
Man.
Imagine. Yeah.
You know, yeah. Like, it's just, you know, and then this poor mom apologizing for thinking it was something she had done. Like, it doesn't just affect him. It affects, you know, his sister, his parent. And it's just all of them. It's
right,
just a lot.
Right,
to,
everybody.
I guess, and it
everybody.
Kind of, yeah, it kind of makes you feel, I mean, it gave me a little more understanding of cross-dressing and gender. You know, like, it just... I understand why it's easier to just not talk about it, you know, and to have to live with that,
right.
you know.
So look at it this way. Look at how many men we have in our chat room that do suffer with this. They really, truly do. Like, I've got tons of men that come in, you know, we'll do exclusives, and they, you know, have a better fucking wardrobe than what I have. And
I agree. I have a lot of men that way, too.
That
just
want
to dress
married.
Up for you and want you to see them in their clothes. And that's the only
and
outlet
they
feel like they have.
Right,
yeah.
right. And, you know, now when you, after, you know, you see the whole Jenner interview and whatnot, and you really think about it, you know, I remember the very first time one of my customers had taken me exclusive and, you know, had been, you know, dealing with the same thing as Bruce, he was like, you know, I can't, nobody knows about this. He goes, I hide my clothes in a box, you know, they're in the attic. So he had to literally, you know, go up, grab his stuff. And, you know, the first time I saw this, I was like, okay. I'm like, interesting. I was like, but my thought was, okay, well, does that mean that he's, you know, transvestite? Like, what, you know, because I didn't get the whole thing, because you don't think about it until you actually do a job like ours. And you see it, and then you're like, oh, wow. These guys really are dealing with, you know, major emotional, you know, issues. Like, how do you go through life that many years? And like he said in the interview, he wanted to commit suicide. You know, there was times when he thought about it. I just could not imagine living my life.
And like he said, you know, he's talked about how he even risked going out dressed as a woman amongst everyone. Just to try to feel normal and start to try to feel like he was in that role, you know, the role that he's always uh-huh. wanted to be. And I just thought, God, you know, I've had exclusives where guys will sit there and tell me, I mean, I've even had women, I've had both sides, you know, and uh-huh. so where they're like, the only time I can feel normal is if I'm in a different role. And I thought, how sad
right.
is that? You know how, and just like uh-huh. a man saying, oh my God, my wife's finally left for work, now I can play. They kind of feel the same way. Like, they can
right.
go into that world where, you know, they don't feel ashamed and they feel like someone understands them. And I don't know. It just opened my eyes to just,
oh, completely.
You know, people just
after
need to be more compassionate. Yeah,
mm-hmm.
because when I first heard about it, I thought, honestly, and this was just me being honest, I just thought, how weird. Like, how, you know, I didn't even think about what it must have been like for him. I just thought, oh, he must be doing
right.
this for publicity. It's for
exactly.
the Kardashians.
That's what I thought.
Trying to,
right.
Yeah, you know,
like,
and I thought, well, what a terrible way to, like, try to get to keep
mm-hmm.
this show going. And you know what I mean? But then I'm so glad
yeah.
that I watched the interview, because obviously I've seen all the people talking about it and I hadn't seen it. And I was like, you know what, I'm going to watch it tonight. And I just want to see what this man's going through. And
right. Well, that's what I thought, like, what was it like? I think almost 6 months ago, you know, media started talking about it, and they were talking
yes.
all this crap, and you go through the grocery line at the store, and you see the smut mag that, oh, Bruce Jenner, he's becoming a woman, and I'm like, what the fuck?
Yeah.
I'm like, no, he's not. I'm like, he's got all these children, he's got 6 kids, and then the, you know,
yeah.
married children. I'm like, what the hell ever? I'm like, he's a freaking Olympic gold medalist. Like, there's no
yeah.
way. And then,
yeah.
you know, after a while, then I started questioning it, because I started seeing the transformation in his look, and I was like, holy shit. I'm like, this
yeah.
is actually true. And then my thought process was, you know, at first it was the same thing, like, this is totally a publicity stunt. They're doing this just to build more ratings. You know, they've already got high enough ratings, you know. I was like, why the hell would
why?
They need, you know,
why would
build
they need
more?
That?
Right. And
yeah.
then after I saw how, you know, immense these transformations were, I was like, whoa. And then I was like, how the hell does the family feel about this? You know,
mm-hmm.
I'm like, and then you've got him moving out into their beach condo, and I'm just like, whoa, like, this is
yeah.
some crazy shit.
He had to change his whole life, you know,
mm-hmm.
and they said that, you know, that Chris didn't know anything about it, and, you know, you hear different things, yes, she did, no, she didn't,
mm-hmm.
but, you know, they were married for 25 years. I just have a hard time believing that there wasn't something that he,
and they had their two girls,
yeah, and
she
had two more kids.
Mm-hmm.
You know, where she asked him if he felt like he needed to apologize to the women in his life, and he said, yeah, I have actually had to go, and, you know. But, you know, that's
right.
the sad thing is he had to add guilt on top of what he was already dealing with, because he was trying
right.
so hard to live a normal life and hiding that he created all these families, and yet
mm-hmm.
he just had more people that he had to be honest with in the end and
right.
come out.
And in
you
the
know,
end,
it takes courage,
most,
don't get me wrong.
Oh.
Like, you know.
Oh, my God, completely. But in the end, it all comes out about him being honest with himself
yeah.
and who he needed to, or I guess we should
yeah.
say she now, you know.
Right.
Like,
yeah.
just.
Well, I've seen where he went and had his breast done, so he's definitely
uh-huh.
starting to transition. And,
I know. That's crazy. I just, when I think of a man going and getting their breast done, I'm just like, I mean, now, of course, nothing boggles my mind now, but, you know, except for this right here, because you have so many families involved with so many different
right.
kids and adult
oh,
children,
yeah.
whatever. And that just boggles me that you're 65 years old and you're finally able to feel comfortable and
yeah.
safe with yourself. And that's just
yeah,
insane.
Because honestly,
but I did
you know, he's 65. He doesn't even know how much longer he's going to be here at his age. You know, it's like it's a big risk. Help
right.
just to go under what he's, you know, going through. And then
I know,
I'm
sitting here worried about going under here in a couple weeks. I'm
yes.
scared as fuck to go
of
under
course.
The knife. I'm like, oh, my God, I'm so scared. Please, 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 dear Lord, make sure I wake up So yeah. I'll make sure I put lots of flowers on my wish list for everybody in case I don't wake up after my surgery.
Oh, my gosh, you're too funny. You're totally going to wake up.
I'm such an ass.
That's not abnormal to be nervous over a surgery. That's normal, but you'll be just
you
fine.
You can be over by now. I've already had a couple, but
I have two. No.
Yeah. It's like
you just never know. That's the thing.
Mm-hmm.
It's good, exactly. Though. It's all good. These doctors and the times we live in, they know how to get you in and out of that. I told you, you're going to wake up and be like, really? That's it? I'm awake? It's going to be awesome.
Oh, my
gosh.
Well,
I'm glad you brought that up, though, because that was, I was actually talking to my husband about it, and he was asking me, how do you feel about,
mm-hmm.
you know, Bruce's, and I just thought, I mean, I'm like, honestly, if you came to me like that, you know, like he said, his first wife kept it, she thought she could fix it, you know, with love. And,
right.
You know,
right.
And I said, but, you know, if that's how you felt, then I wouldn't want to hold you back from that. I mean, if you love mm-hmm. somebody, you know, if you love
exactly.
someone, truly love someone,
yeah.
then you're going to let them, it's better mm-hmm. to let them go or let them do what they need to versus holding them back and then feeling guilty
yeah.
for not letting them be the person that they need
you
to be.
You know what's
you know?
Amazing?
8 years said and done, though.
The only wife that knew about it, you know, his first wife or whatever, she knew about this whole
yeah.
time and never said a word.
Said anything.
I mean,
same with his sister.
Could you imagine?
His sister, too.
Yeah. Could you
yeah.
imagine how they felt knowing that this man is living a lie for everybody else just because he didn't want to destroy lives? I mean, that right there says a lot about his dignity, that you
yeah.
can worry so much more about everybody else
yeah.
and not even, you know, me. I'm like,
yeah,
oh, fuck that shit.
Secret.
I'm going to tell you.
Nope. Right, yeah, don't tell me that kind of secret. Oh, my gosh.
I'm like, this is how it is. This is who I am. If you don't like it, then we're both out. But we've got
yeah.
John on the line. I'm going to let John chime in for a quick minute here, and then we're going to get to our next subject, which we'll come into that. This one's going to be a little on the naughty side. Johnny boy, are you there, darling?
Yes, dear, I'm here.
Hi, John.
How are you, you silly, naughty sex monster?
Oh, sinuses. I'm all jacked up.
You're all jacked up from what?
Dizziness and all sorts of fun stuff. I'm actually in bed listening, so.
Oh,
oh
boy.
That's how dedicated I am. The next segment of the show, be careful. Things might start growing under
right?
these blankets of yours.
Uh-huh. He's real comfortable like.
Why am I not surprised that you would go there?
We always go there, John. Come on.
We have to.
Yeah, well,
is...
let's be honest. It probably has happened to quite a few fellows before in their encounters with you.
Well, yeah,
you know,
we can attest to that.
that has happened a time or
oh,
two.
Oh, I'm sorry you're not feeling good, though.
What
I'll
happened?
Be
Did you
fine.
Run into a younger woman, John? Did she just, like, tear your stuff up a little too much? What
nah.
happened?
No. It's the lovely weather change. I have serious sinus issues, and when the weather changes, my equilibrium and all that fun stuff goes, and then I'm just like
oh,
a mess
that.
For about a day. Yeah, it's
yeah.
like being on a really bad carnival ride, and you can't tell them to let you off.
Ew.
Oh, that's
oh,
terrible.
That's
I get like that.
But other than that, I'm fine.
Aww.
Other than that, I'm fine.
Other than feeling like I'm
I might not be able to lean up and maintain focus and see straight, but other than that, I'm good.
Oh, Jesus.
Hey, wait a second.
Hey, and I worked this morning, so what does that tell you?
Oh, my goodness.
I did an early morning shift, and at the top of the stairs, I'm looking down the stairs, and I'm like, oh, crap, this is not going to be good if I try to walk down these right now.
You know what, honestly, Melissa, I think that he's been drinking too much of that goddamn honey whiskey of his that he likes
probably.
To, you know, do a little sippage on.
We do know he likes his little drink there.
Now, I will be honest. I have never had quite that much to where I've had that problem, although I did wake up on the deck one time. Once.
Oh, did you say on the deck? You woke up on a deck?
Deck.
Oh,
D-E-C-K.
Peter and Sammy's mind does today, like always. And I gotta.
Well, and I was actually going to ask if you wanted me to send you some flowers for your little procedure that you're having done. Actually, it's not little
my,
in your
my
case.
My bigger procedure?
Yeah, bigger procedure.
Yeah.
I can't wait.
Yeah,
Oh, my gosh. I can't wait either because I'm tired of dealing with the pain issue I have. I'm like, come on, can we just rip these bitches out now and put new ones in?
I know.
I'm like,
I can't believe that they made you.
Ouch.
I can't believe they need
I'm
to
sorry.
That long.
I don't even have those, and that hurt me.
Yeah.
Actually,
yeah. I can't believe they made me wait this long, too, but it's okay.
That's
you know
ridiculous.
What? Everything happens for a reason. I wanted I wanted to up the surgery date, but then I had a couple of things come up, and I was like, you know what? There's a reason why it's set for this date, and we're just going to leave it where it is and let the cards,
yeah.
you know, lay the way they're supposed
Fall
to.
Fall where
so
they
I'm
may.
Gonna... Mm-hmm. Exactly.
Well,
exactly.
And we all know the finished result will look absolutely gorgeous.
Amazing.
Of course, it's gonna be hard to improve on what was already there. Let's be
right. I was just gonna say,
oh
me,
my
I've
gosh.
Seen these
okay.
things myself, and they're pretty
you guys
amazing.
Are making
so,
me blush.
You're making me blushy, blushy. Oh, well, you said.
Trust
you
me,
I've
had plenty of my wrestling constituency who talks to me on my Twitter look at me and go, you and those girls you talk to, that one, oh my, she's wild. And I'm like,
yes,
I'm like, you don't even know the half of it, Skeeter.
Yeah, no.
Funny.
Well, Johnny, thank you for calling in, Honey Buns. Get lots of rest, and
yeah
we'll
hope
be talking
you feel
to you very soon. Yes.
I will. You girls have a fun rest of the show and enjoy
thank
your
you.
Week.
Thank
oh,
you, John.
Thank you, honey. We will. Talk to you soon, baby doll.
Ciao.
Bye, love.
Give Scooter
ciao,
a little pat on the head for me.
Oh, God, that's snoring out. Dog, okay. I will. All right. Bye, John, honey.
All right. Bye.
Oh, my Aww. Gosh. That's too funny. Oh, did I hit the wrong button? I think I did. Oh, there we go. Okay, so we have another caller on the line. Let's see who this one is. I don't recognize this number. Okay, caller, area code 707. Are you there, darling?
Yes, I am.
You are, and
Hi.
Who is this? Who do we have the pleasure of talking with?
This is Tom.
This is Tom.
Hi.
Hello, Tom. How are you?
I'm doing good.
Good. Where are you calling
from,
Marilyn?
I'm calling from Santa Rosa, California.
Wow.
Oh, well,
Cali boy.
You're in my neck of the woods.
I was going to say, he's on your side of the world, not mine.
Yeah. He's closer to me.
He is.
Where are you from, the city?
Damn him.
Where are you from, the city?
I live in San Diego,
here?
Darling.
Oh, San Diego, yeah, but I'm way north of you.
Yeah,
well,
you're way north of me,
miles.
But we're in the same state.
Yeah,
Melissa, she's down
way.
In Florida.
Yeah, I'm in Florida. Yeah.
Oh.
Good old hot Florida.
So,
what
Tom, do you have any questions
on?
For us, honey? Do you
yeah,
have any questions
you
for
girls
us, Tom?
On?
What's
what
that?
Site?
Oh,
what's
we are
site?
On. We are both on StreamMate.
Oh,
yes.
StreamMate.
Yeah,
mm-hmm.
StreamMate.
Yep. Yep.
Yeah, I'm
got,
a
member
of StreamMate. What's your...
Oh, perfect. Her, Melissa, she's actually... I'll let you tell them. You tell them.
Let's see. Well, do you follow me on Twitter, Tom?
I don't know. I'm not sure.
Do you have a Twitter?
Well, are,
yeah, I have a Twitter account.
Okay.
Okay,
well,
there's
well,
a couple
then
places you can...
Yeah.
Go ahead. Yeah, go ahead.
You can follow us on Twitter. Mine is at Melissa Dawson double D.
Oh,
you
okay.
Type
are you writing
in?
This down, Thomas?
You gotta write
yeah.
it down so you don't forget. at Melissa Dawson Double D. And
okay.
We always put it, when we go to get on streaming, we always attach our link to our little Twitter when we go to get on cam. So you can always just click that link and follow us, and it takes us right to our camming site.
Yes, right.
You
can catch our masturbation stations on streaming.
Mm-hmm.
And you can follow, and Tom, you can follow me on Twitter, Sammy Brooks 69. And then on streaming.
Excuse me, darling.
He told you. He's like, I know that vagina.
I already know who you are, chickadee.
Yeah.
Oh, my gosh. So, Melissa, I have to ask you, okay, did you see that stinking tweet that Philip sent out earlier?
The sandwich, the vagina sandwich.
Yes, he's such a dork. Oh, my God.
He cocks me up.
I looked at it once, and I was like, why is he sending us a picture of a freaking sandwich? And then I saw it, and I was like, oh, my God, you've got to be kidding me. I'm like, he's such a dork.
Yeah, big time
sort. I love people like doing stuff like that.
It's fun. So definitely, Tom, make sure you follow Melissa on Twitter, because her Twitter feed is insanely out of control. Like,
I can imagine.
Yeah, hers is. I mean,
well,
I thought mine was yummy, but no.
Anyway.
What was that?
Streaming is out of control anyway.
Streaming's always
like
out of control. Yes,
I
do.
Yeah.
We like StreamMate. That's why we're still there.
Definitely.
Yeah.
For all the hot chicks.
Thank you so much, Tom. Thank you for calling.
All
thank you, Tom. It was nice to meet you.
Nice to meet you girls, too. We'll see you next week.
Okay, love.
All right,
bye.
Baby doll. Have a fabulous afternoon.
All right, you too. Bye-bye.
Okay, thank you. Bye-bye.
Oh, how sweet.
I know, that was cute. He's like, I know you. And I'm like, oh, excuse me.
Duh, Sammy, what the hell? What's wrong with you?
Oh, what the hell?
You're uber famous. Come on.
You're freaking not so much, but okay. Oh my gosh. Okay, let's get into the next segment of this show. Okay. Yes, John, he's on Twitter right now. You are special, John.
Yes,
you're very special. You're special. The next segment of our show, you know, we went from talking about, you know, a certain person who is all over the media right now, just going through his transgender, you know, deal right now. So we're going to change it up. We're going to lighten things up, or maybe even tighten things up in your pants. You know, you never know. We're going from lighten to tighten.
Hell
okay,
yes.
Girls, do your Kegels. Tighten, tighten.
Yep, Kegels every day. Wake up in the morning, that's what you do. First thing you do.
That's right.
When you
first
stretch,
thing.
You should be doing that to your dodo,
yes.
Too.
Squeeze and release. Squeeze and release.
Yes.
Oh, my gosh. We are so bad.
Okay.
So I want to talk about, because, you know, the one thing you and I have in common is the fact that we have a lot in common, but the major thing which put us together is the webcamming. And during our webcamming, we are always using a bunch of different toys. So for you, what is your favorite? Because I know there's a lot of guys, and I get this question all the time. Hey, I want to buy my girlfriend or my wife, you know, a toy. What's the one that you really enjoy? Yada, yada, yada. You know, for you to offer advice to men or even guys that want to use a toy on themselves, which I have tons of those. I'm sure you
do.
I do
too.
Men love
it's
toys
funny.
Just as much as women do.
They do. And I kind of get a mix. Like, I like to change it up sometimes if I'm starting a gold show. How I do mine is, you know, I have a normal, just a regular little stick that looks like a male's cock. And then I have like a glow-in-the-dark dildo that's just, you know, different colors, you know, us, pink, blue, whatever. And I'm always curious. And so what I do is I'm like, okay, highest tipper gets to not only pick the toy we're going to be using, but, you know, also I'll be moaning your name out when I'm coming. And it's, and I just always the normal, the real life cock is always picked more than any other dildo or glass toy or anything I have. They just want to see as close to what they look like as possible. Like,
right,
it's a man
right.
thing. I get that. Where I get girls in the room, are there, you know, I also get girls that come in and watch my gold shows or take me exclusive. They're just the opposite. They want the pretty. They want the purple. They want the, you know.
Right.
They don't want it to even look like a man's cock. They just want to see something pretty. You know,
because
so
they're
it's
not
just all over the board for me.
They want the,
no,
they just,
they're
yeah.
not.
It's
yep.
completely, I completely agree with you, 200%.
Yeah.
And I will say that I, out of my male customers, I've seen more of my guy customers use glass toys and like odd shaped things.
Yeah, me too.
I've seen odd shaped things go in places that I'm
they
not sure
be.
They're supposed to go.
Right, me too. I did too. And I don't know what's going on, but lately I've been getting more and more guys asking me if I'll watch them. And I'm thinking it's to jack off, and it's not. They want to use their toys. You know, they want to do anal for you. And I'm like, oh,
yeah,
okay. Look, I don't mind. Like, if you want to, if that's what gets you there, then fine with me. But I found that there's a lot of girls that won't watch a guy use a toy. And to each their own, I'm not saying, you know, we all have the right to say yes or no. But it just gets you thinking. It's like I used to be so naive and think, oh, toys are so hush-hush and only girls use them. And boy, was my eyes wide open. And, you know, the first time I had someone take me, and I was like, oh, okay. That's where that went, you know? Because you just don't think about that. You're so used to, as a female, we're just used to doing our own thing. You don't think that guys may have other ways of getting off besides just doing it the old-fashioned way, you know?
Right.
Because, you know, I worked in medical field a long time, and I used to have to help a doctor I worked for do prostate checks. And boy,
oh no,
when he tried to prepare me, he's like, "Listen, a prostate check for a guy is major for them. Like, you're gonna see things that I just want to prepare you for now." And boy, was he not lying. I was like, "Well, hello. No wonder you guys like your prostate check so much."
I had a girlfriend of mine, and she was an RN in the emergency room, and she had a few occasions where men would come in with things that were stuck in their anal cavity, and they had to be surgically removed. I don't want to scare our listeners right now, for you male listeners that aren't into playing with your, you know, rectum. We're not trying to scare you. It's just that I was like, he did what and put that where and it got stuck and you had
I have seen this here. I have a friend that works in the ER, and she has told me, not just men, but women, things that, you know, and she's like, I've pulled out matchbox cars before. I'm like, what? She's like, yep, I've pulled out, you know, whole sausages with the wrapper still on them. I'm like, oh, my God. She's like, you just cannot, whatever your imagination can think of. She's like, honey, trust me, we have removed it. I'm like, oh, my God.
The thing is, it's like a lot of people don't realize that your anal cavity, when you're doing anal, you have to make sure that you're able to pull it out because it's a suction. It sucks
it
up
is.
In there. It like, seriously, it's like a sucker fish.
Yeah.
You know, that's what they call
it
the starfish, okay? Just think of the starfish sticking to a rock. It goes in there, and you're screwed. Literally.
So, you know, and there's a lot of people that experiment with a lot. And she's always like, you know, they think that as long as it's really lubed and whatever, what goes in is going to come out. She's like, but like what you just said,
no,
it's not always the case, because once it's inside, you don't have all that lubrication you had going in. You know,
right.
And she's like, either they break it off trying to get it out, or they panic and they clench and that breaks it out. Like, she's like, oh God, there's just, you know.
Yeah.
So yeah, I've definitely, you know,
there's
throughout the years.
Stuck in a man's ass.
Yeah.
A big, one of those big baked potatoes, my friend said that they saw. And she said
potato.
Yeah. Like, guys, don't put potatoes in your ass. Just put them in mine and hold on to it.
Right.
Okay.
Yeah, don't
just hold on to it so you can pull it out.
A potato. My Lord. Yeah, so toys are definitely something that people love to experiment with.
Toys are safe
they love
for the anal
especially
area.
Guys. Yeah, like it, you know, and like you said, like guys are always asking what toy should I buy my girl, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And I always say to them, have you asked her? Have you guys
right.
watched, have you watched porn and seen, oh, did that get her excited? Or have you even asked
mm-hmm.
her opinion on, like, I said, because ultimately that toy is going in us. So you want to know that the size is going to be okay. You want to know that if it has
right.
lumps, whatever, you know what I mean? There's a lot of things that factor into buying a toy. It shouldn't be so complicated. But for some girls, they, especially girls that, I mean, there are still women that have never used a toy before.
Mm-hmm.
And if you're introducing
well,
your girls
that,
for the first time.
But here's one, too. This is where a lot of guys, when it comes to the toys, they get intimidated. Like, I have,
yep.
you know, dealt with that, and I've had guys who were so intimidated. Oh my gosh, you've got all these toys. That toy is bigger than my
yeah.
dick. I'm like, but you don't understand.
Yeah.
This is what you guys don't get. Toys feel completely different than the real thing.
Completely different.
Yes. When you insert the cock that's attached to a human body, it feels completely different than a toy going in our vagina.
Yes.
Just saying.
Completely different.
So, don't get jealous
and
over
then you're
something
right.
that can't
guys,
talk back to you.
Guys are intimidated by that. Either they feel like, okay, if your toy's bigger than what they are, oh my gosh, she's not going to be satisfied by me. So they go and get the tiniest thing they can find, or if the girth isn't
right,
you know what I mean? Like they put too much thought into it. It's like you guys are making it way too complicated.
It's like an
it
overkill.
It doesn't have to be that way. Yeah,
yes,
it is
overkill.
It's
so
like, just,
the best way to do it, either give her a gift card or take her
yep.
with you to the store.
Yep,
that's
yep.
the
don't do
funnest
it solo.
Thing. Yes.
Yep. I always say, don't go by solo. Don't go by yourself because you're like that dumb dork in a, you know, a toy store looking like a perv, you know, embarrassed and not having anyone to watch you. I'm like, always take somebody with you. Or if you're getting a gift card, then just get her a gift card and be like, you know, I want to do it the right way.
Yeah, and don't
yeah,
take offense once she comes home with a bigger dildo than your dick.
Exactly.
Don't take offense.
No.
Like,
it happens. It's okay.
Yes. It is okay. It is okay because
yeah.
it's one of those things where you kind of want, I mean, like you and I know, we have like all different sizes of toys and whatnot.
Yep.
You know, but I like, but I'm a dirty cam whore. Okay. I'm a dirty
yeah,
bitch.
Too.
I admit it. I am.
Yep. No shame.
I like to put one of my big toys in my ass while, you know, he's fucking my vagina. I'm like, oh, this
yeah.
is cool. Yeah.
Hell yeah.
Yeah.
And
bring
that's a totally different feeling too, you know? Like, girls
mm-hmm.
that don't do anal, you know, I mean, there's a lot of girls that don't, but
oh boy.
I try to tell people that orgasms are totally different. Like, it, you know,
yeah.
and some people just, you know, they just are too scared to try, or they think it's
mm-hmm.
shame, or, you know what I mean? And to each their own, like, everyone has their own little whatever. But, a toy in a relationship should be fun. It shouldn't intimidate you. It shouldn't make you feel dirty.
Right,
it's supposed to take your relationship to a next level. Like, you know,
yeah,
you girls aren't supposed to run when they see
pleasure.
You pull the toy. Yeah.
Right.
So I think if guys can just, you know, calm down and just, you know that it's just going to be a good thing for everyone, but just don't, you know, don't overthink it.
Yeah,
that ruins it, you know?
Yes, when you guys overthink the toy buying, it ruins it, and not only that, but you're not going to find any pleasure with your partner
no.
at all.
No.
So,
and another thing,
again,
I don't know if you get this or not, but, you know, we have all kinds of different races that come in our room, you know, and, you know, I don't own a black dildo, but there are guys that come in and they're like, oh, do you have anything other than white? And, you know, you don't really stop and think about that kind of stuff because it's not just one race. It's not one color. It's not, you know, and
mm-hmm.
I thought, oh, that's kind of, you know, rude of me to, like, you know.
And
like,
I've had a couple different, I have to be careful because my skin's really sensitive. And this is no lie. I bought, what are they called? BC. That's what they call it in our chat rooms. Big black cock. So I went and I bought
yeah.
one. And
BBC.
I buy this sucker. Yeah. And I'm like, okay, this is perfect. I like the texture of it. This will work because I have to be really careful. And I, you
right.
know, read the material. I was like, okay. Brought it
yeah.
home, used it one day, and
uh-oh.
I had major issues. You can't return
yeah.
toys. They're like, no, once
no.
it's been in your vagina, sorry, you're stuck with
yeah,
it.
Sorry.
And I spent like 100
no,
$125 on this thing.
That's another thing, guys. Toys are not cheap. Yeah.
No, they're not. Oh, my gosh. They are not cheap at all.
And that's another thing. You know, it's like there's a lot more that goes into, you know, your shows and stuff, and you don't want to send people by because you don't have them. You know, so I went out and bought, you know, black, white, off-color, purple, just because if there's someone that asks me, hey, do you have anything besides this, I want to be able to accommodate that, you know? If they're spending the time coming into our room, I don't want to send someone and seem, you know, prejudiced by, no, I only have white. So that's another thing that I had to think about with toys. You know, a lot more goes into that than just thinking,
especially for us, because
this
is our life, this is our job, this is what we do.
Yeah.
And this is what I tell a lot of my sex monsters. I'm like, if there's a certain toy that you really want me to use, that's not a baseball bat, not a fist,
wine bottle.
If it's something that you know is going to structurally fit inside of my small vagina, go ahead and, you know, order it, and then we can do our shows together, and you're seeing what you want to see. You know what I mean?
Same thing. I'm the same way. I'm like, listen, if there's a toy that you want to see me use on my wish list, go get it. If there's an outfit you want me to have on while I'm doing that, go get it.
Right.
This is where you can make the whole entire role play come to life for you. And I have a lot of people that do that. So that's another good thing that people can go check out our wish list, guys. If you want to see us use something or if you found something that you think we should add to our wish list or that you want us to get us, go for it.
And that's
true. I've been blasting out my wish list lately. Like crazy. I'm like, new toys have been added. My birthday.
You know what? I haven't added anything and been on there in, I'm not quite sure how long.
Oh my gosh.
I found this website. Okay. I can't remember the name of it. I'll have to find it all. I'm going to text it to you. They've got the cutest little elf costumes for work that are very inexpensive. Like little sexy lingerie. Yeah. So I'm going to have to text this to you because I actually, I did a test shipment. You know, you want to see what the product looks like before you actually, tell anybody about it. I got this cute little dress and it was under $20. I was like, you fine too?
Hey,
I thought it was
going to
be
like cheap. I mean, I try to find, if someone like, you know, I don't have like $600 items on my wish list. Like if you want someone to get something, it's got to be affordable and reasonable. And if I can find it cheaper on Amazon, then I will for sure do that, you know, because it's nicer than just to go out of their way to get us something to begin with. But, you know, I always try to make it affordable and, you know, not costly and, you know, so that's cool though. Anytime I find something like that with good quality stuff, I'll definitely send it your way too.
There's
a couple different
things. I'm
going
to have to change everything now. Once my surgery's done, then
I'll know
how everything's going to fit.
It's going to take you a little bit. But once the swelling goes down, you'll have a couple of weeks before you really know the exact
size of
your bone.
We're going to Victoria's Secret right now.
Well, you know, at least Victoria's Secret now, they now carry triple Bs. They carry triple everything now. They used to not do that.
Oh.
And now they do. And the only reason I know is because when I, the last time I went and got fitted, I just felt like I was not wearing the right size. So I went and got my measurements, and they're like, you're a 34 double D. You're not a 34 D. You're a double D. And
same
I can wear a 34 D,
me.
But it's more comfortable to go up to the next level because it fills up my whole entire bra. So I was like, does Victoria's Secret even carry double Ds? And they're like, not only do we double Ds, but we've added triple Ds and E's and anything higher that, you know, so...
Because I'm definitely going to be in the higher section of...
You are going to definitely be on the high end of... You might even be past a triple.
Oh, my gosh.
You never
know. I'm actually scared. Because, you know, I told the husband, I was like, you know what? I'm so not going to change the size, but I lied.
You lied. Of course you did.
I lied.
No, I'm going to stay with what I am. And then you're like, screw that. I'm going bigger. Bigger is better.
It is.
Bigger is better.
And the men are visual. And we're on
They
arm.
Are.
Yeah. It's like it's visuals. And if you
that's
see my boobies
see.
That are bigger, then, hey, it's going to be fun for everyone.
Yeah. Most definitely.
Mm-hmm.
I agree.
So I'm going to have
yeah.
cuter bathing suits. Oh, I can't wait. I'm so excited. Like,
oh, I'm so
oh,
excited for
wait.
You.
I can't wait. I can't wait. It's
the
only
shopping
a couple
part
weeks.
Is
well,
the best part. I know.
That's,
the shopping is the best
yeah.
part. It's because, you know, you get to go and just, you know, pick out
mm-hmm.
anything you want, and it's going to look amazing, and bathing
yeah.
suit shopping and draw shopping and all of that is so much fun.
And see, but I've learned my lesson because, you know, I had these ones 16 years ago, and I made the mistake of not wearing a bra all the time, and that's what
mm-hmm.
happened with my issue of my boobie or my one
yep.
implant is it's not happy with the fact that I wasn't supporting it. So I did
yeah.
learn my lesson. I learned.
Yeah, my
very...
my surgeon told me, he said that when I woke up, that, like one of the first things he said to me is always sleep with a sports bra on. You don't have to have
mm-hmm.
a regular bra. But at night, if you don't want to wear a bra during the day, then make sure
mm-hmm.
you're sleeping in a sports bra, you know, whatever kind of, whatever's comfortable. Because I can't stand it. I sleep naked, first of all. I don't sleep with anything.
Right, so do I.
But
yeah,
a sports
so
bra
I
can handle because it's not uncomfortable. It's not digging into me. I found some that I like. Victoria's Secret actually has
mm-hmm.
a really nice soft sports bra that I sleep in because it gives you that support. You know, and you don't think about it when you're sleeping. You know, you're still
you
moving
don't.
Around. You're still pushing them. You're still, you know what I mean? So
yes.
it's nice to have them nice and tight and up under
uh-huh.
you versus them falling in your armpits and pushing them all night
right.
long. So, yeah, I mean, even though mine, I've had mine for 4 years now, I still do it. I'm like, I know I'm 4 years in, but, you know, I want this to
right.
stay as nice as I can. And you got to put the effort into it, that's for sure.
Yeah, and you really do because, like, the first, I'd say the first 6-7 years, I was really careful with these current
yeah.
boobies. I was really, really careful. And then after that, I was just like, I didn't care. Well, yeah, this is an expensive lesson.
Oh, yeah, it sure is.
I'm
going
back
real
in. I'm like, fuck. Yeah.
Yep.
I'm just like, not only that, I'm going to have the pain time. I'm just like, oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh, mailman's here. I hear the dog.
Oh, I was going to say, your mailman. Mine just came, too. That's so funny.
Oh,
go
my gosh.
Him. Go eat him. So
love
funny.
It. Well, you know, we're coming to the end of the show, and
yes.
I absolutely love and adore you, and I totally wish I was going to be there for
yeah.
your birthday, but
I know.
I know.
It's okay, though.
But are you, like, excited and geared up for
I
your
am.
Trip to New York?
Yeah, we leave
yeah.
In 2 weeks, so I'm super excited.
Ah.
The weather is, like, amazing there right now. I just hope that it stays that way. And yeah, I haven't been back to New York since 2011, so I'm super excited to no 2012.
Oh,
I'm so excited. Yeah,
that's
yeah, I'm ready.
Be...
I'm already like trying to pack, and I'm like, oh yeah, I still got 2 weeks before I need to pack. I'm just like got my suitcase out. I'm just waiting. Yeah,
oh,
it's gonna be
my
amazing.
Gosh. So are you guys? Your guys are staying down in Times Square, right?
We are. We're. I don't know where.
Yeah.
He just said, I booked Times Square, so when you look out of our room, you're going to look right down into Times Square. All the days are there. And I'm like, yay. Yeah, because the last
that
time
is?
We were there, we flew into New Jersey because we went to Exotica. And we drove
oh,
into
right.
the city. So I've never stayed. I've never even stayed in actually in New York City, like in the city. So this will be the first time that we've actually not only stay in the city, but stay in Times Square. So I'm
oh,
excited.
My God. That's so cool.
Yeah,
yay. Oh, my God.
I know.
We need to totally plan a girls trip, like me, you,
well, yeah.
and one or two other girls, because I still have not done a girls trip. Like,
I know. Me either.
Once I get healed up, yeah, let's us go.
Oh, yeah. It's
wild.
On.
We'll do. Yeah. We'll do, and maybe
yeah.
we can, like, record a couple of fun clips for our sex monsters to enjoy.
So sure
be
we
like,
can pull that off.
Bitches. Bitches.
Finally.
Oh,
heck
my
yeah,
gosh.
I'm excited.
Well, sex it's monsters,
good.
We are coming to the end of our show, and I actually have an appointment to get to in 20 minutes. So
yes,
I'm going to let Miss, I'm going to let my Miss Sexiness here give her yummy shout outs on where you guys can find her, her cam
yes.
links, all that yummy stuff. Go ahead there, sexy
okay.
mama.
All right. My Twitter is at Melissa Dawson double D. That's where you can find me. I've had a lot of people ask me lately, why can't I find you? I'm like, well, you're not putting the right name, or I don't know, something's going on. But that's where you can find me, at Melissa Dawson double D. And then on Streamaid, it's daisy_dawson.cammodels.com. And then I have a show coming up on, is it free? I always forget that link.
I got it.
You got
What's
it.
What's the date?
My next show is the 30th, April 30th. It's this Thursday.
Oh, it's this Thursday. Mine's the next day.
Yeah. Is it really? We are always like within a day of each other.
I know, right?
Thursday from 8 to 9 Eastern Time. And I'll let Sammy get the link.
Her link for that show, and this is an amazing featured webcam show. You guys will absolutely love it. Her vagina is yummy. And the link for that show is freewebcams.com/#chat/. Are you on Daisy Dawson on this?
Yep.
Okay, Daisy Dawson. So freewebcams.com/#chat/Daisy Dawson. And that is this upcoming Thursday from 8 to 9 p.m. Eastern. So make sure you guys don't miss her show. You will absolutely. Yeah, you will love every inch of her sexy ass body. Seriously.
Thank you, love.
Like from head to toe. Literally. From her hair down to her toes. Oh, my gosh. And you guys can all follow me on Twitter. You can follow me on Twitter at SammyBurke69. Also on Instagram, Sammy_Burke69. And then my webcam link for Streamate is Sammy_Burke.cammodels.com. And my feature show is coming up this Friday on the 1st, same time, 8 to 9 p.m. Eastern, freewebcams.com/#chat/SammyBurks. Okay, you're just going to have to replay the show if you missed that because I probably said it too fast. And then this Thursday evening, you can catch me here live with Sage Montana. I love her. She's so fun. So me and Sage will be here on Dollhouse Radio from 4 to 5 p.m. Pacific Standard Time and 7 to 8 p.m. Eastern Time. And our guest this week is Black Rainbow. And she's also a cam model on Streammate. Yeah.
Nice.
She's a cute little thing, too. She is just a cutie pie, kind of. Oh, she's a cutie and a total sweetheart. So I'm going to let you get to the rest of your day, darling.
Okay. Well, have fun at your doctor's appointment.
Oh, boy. Yes. It sounds like fun.
I know.
Actually,
I know.
It's not for me. It's the Kirby. He threw his back out. So I'm playing driver.
Oh, no.
Thank you.
Aww.
Thank you, everybody, for tuning in to Sammy's Cocktail Hour with me and the sexy Melissa Dawson, my sexy little beast.
Yes.
We will catch
Bye,
you guys
everybody.
All
Thank you.
On webcam. Bye, sexy
yes.
mama. I'll talk to you soon.
Bye, love.
I'm sitting here
okay.
waving like you can see me. Like I'm waving goodbye.
Like
a.
Bye.
I'm like, are we really doing this right now? Nobody can see us.
I can visualize it. Okay, love.
I'll talk
to
you
soon. All right. Bye, everybody.
Bye, guys and girls.
Oh, my gosh.
Show the sideways. Smack it in the air. Legs move it side to side. Smack it in the air. Legs move it side to side. Smack it in the air. Show the sideways. Smack it in the air. Smack it in the air. Legs move it side to side. keeping bikini. Life ever be that she can never see the edge of king. He's sweating on my blowout, sweating on my prestige. Trick about to go off, mad cause I'm so fresh, fresher than you.